The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
Any day, doesn't matter, quick. Can I have it? Okay. Thanks, sir.
Well, here's the bulletin, folks. Just came in. Heavy snowfalls are predicted in the Valley Forge area. Troop movements have been halted by General Washington. That's not funny.
Are you leaving, Herb? Don't leave. Would you check and see if it's raining?
Oh, well, never mind.
Fred is still here. You know, Fred, you'll stay with me, won't you, Fred? Anyway, folks, we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor. We seem to no longer have a sponsor.
How about that? Well, let's get back to the map. I think we can safely expect here in this part of the country a low-pressure area. That would be L for low and P for pressure. That would be in this eastern section. Then in the Middle West, I think we would expect more or less even temperatures. And then in the West, we could more or less get higher temperatures, I think. Are you getting that, NBC? Are you getting that, Muffy? Is that getting too late?
Me, the godfather of internet radio broadcasting, the third man, the vegetable man, and the bard of broadcasting. Did I say godfather, the other one? There's too many titles. I don't need them all. My name is Frank Cotolo. Man is named with joins the title of the show, the original Cotolo, the original Cotolo Chronicles. Weathermen? Well, we got the wacky weatherman with us later on. And local news person, talk about local news and all sorts of things that's going on in, not news, we're not going to do news, we're going to talk about news, stay around, there's stuff happening here, Y2K plus 17, it's the end of November. Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to city, from Othello, and into every bordello. And your house, too. And it doesn't even have to be a house, right? You could be out walking, or even in a car, could be in a club, with your buds in your ears. They call them buds, they always call them earbuds. Earphones went to earplugs, and now they're buds. Earbuds. And then cut off the ear, and you got your buds. Could be listening anywhere, any place, because the digital revolution has not even near coming full circle yet. So let's talk about a few things, and then later on we're going to have Mr. Bill Bostick. William Bostick. An old friend of this show. And, of course, we'll talk about that. Journalist, and we're going to talk about journalism on the web. We're going to talk about the things that are going on that are useless and the things that can be worthy of doing stuff like the weather. That was the original wacky weatherman you heard in the collage, Mr. the late, great Don Knotts, who you probably don't know from that era, I don't think. Maybe our baby boomer audience members would know that. I want to say something. I want to say a couple of things. And I'm going to continue talking because it's a talk show. I'm going to say this last week. Those of you who listened if you haven't listened, you still can listen to last week's show at Juiced Talk. last week has already run the gamut of doing the lifelike broadcasts. But last week it was Cthulhu Chronicles. I had an idea, and it was a good one. It turned out to be a terrific idea. And that was, since I was ill, I could have done the show. I mean, I told you before this, I've done shows ill in all sorts of ways. You know, not feeling well, medium, feeling good, okay, no good, wonderful, and terrible. I've done them all. But last week I said, you know, this would be a good chance to bring in, on his own, Mr. Ray Cthulhu, and the other Cthulhu, who has been on this show, fascinating too. He talked about this on the show. I urge you to see it. I hear it. Well, you can see it. It's, if you listen, you can just see it. You can just visualize it. You could hear it. It's just, fascinating. He did a great job, and that's not what I'm getting at other than to say he did a great job. And you can hear it for yourself, as I said, at juicedtalk.com. Terrific. I'd never handed the show over to anybody live, ever, in 20-some-odd years. But he, I did for him because, you know, eventually there ain't going to be no more, no more. I ain't going to be no more. All the clouds and the babies and the devil comes home. So, you know, whatever happens, happens. But, you know, it could be his. Just like the gambling family. Now, I don't mean the gambling. I don't mean the family that gambled. I meant like John Gambling and John Gambling Jr. and John Gambling Jr. Jr. or the third or whatever, however they do that. Those of you who don't know who I'm talking about, I'm just saying that there's a legacy for many. There used to be a legacy for broadcasters, just like there was nowhere else. I guess just the broadcasters. You know, hand it over to the son, hands it over to the grandson, whatever. But Ray did a wonderful job, and you got to think about this for a second, because he was talking about, you know, being young and remembered being very young when this show was on, because he's 18. His show's been on longer than he's been alive, which I'm either sorry, I either apologize for that, or I take credit for it and thank all the people who have made it possible. Thank you very much. Applause, applause. But so to hear him do the show, and I didn't listen while it was on because I was resting. I was ill. And that's why I, you know, as opposed to, getting, Mr. Hong or someone else here to run a rerun or to put up a classic show or anything, I said, no, let's keep it. Let's give it over to the millennial Cthulhu. And I want to thank him again for doing if I may, borrow this word from D, a fabulous job. He, of course, is on the Forethought chat. What's it called? Forethought from For Culture Radio. He's on that live thing on Tuesday nights most of the time with the artist D and Mac Danger and Vanilla and whoever else shows up, Adam, whoever else shows up. But he does that with them. But, you know, to do the whole show himself, 2 hours. He didn't even have a guest or anything. So he was absolutely fabulous. And I thank you. And now I know I'm not going to take advantage of this because, my show's numbered. That's a good, the phrase, my days are numbered. My shows are numbered. And who knows? You just don't know. Right? See? Boiler went on, so we're gonna have a certain amount of comfort here as it gets cold and November ends. And we go into December. Now in December, we're going to go through a number of things to get to the end of December. I didn't look at the calendar. Let's look at the calendar right now. It's calendar looking time. If I go to December, I find the last Thursday in December is the 28th of December. That, of course, will be, all things being equal, it will be the roll call from the Rose Garden featuring the artist D and I. And we will be talking about celebrities from all walks of professional life and some even from, anybody who made celebrated appearances during the year. And hopefully, I don't know if we never get to anybody, but hopefully we will. On the roll call from the Bone Garden, something we've been doing here for many years. So you will never hear anything like this, even though at the end of the year, throughout the medium, this medium and the media per se. There's tons of lists, you know, celebrities we've lost, and, you know, when they put them in categories, you know, musicians we've lost and actors we've lost. But that's all, you know, actors and music. But we do, you know, we go all the way out, and we got chemists and chemists, scientists, doctors, people, sports figures, not just sports figures from the usual sports. I mean, we got we'll have dead skydivers. We'll have dead, you know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay, because a lot of you who have listened to this before know. Roll Call from the Bone Garden will be the 28th of December. And there's one. Oh, there's one. Look at this. Wait. One, two, three, four. There's only four Thursdays in December. So I don't know who else is going to be on or what we're going to do and who's going to get sick or who's going to replace what. I just know that we take this all one show at a time. One day at a time as we take life. One moment at a time as I'm speaking right now. One moment at a time. What else do we have to say? Okay, that takes care of everybody there. And now the bard of the interweb moves on down the Hallelujah Trail as 2018 looms its head. I guess I could have put an adjective in there. What else do we got? It's really, you know, we don't sit here and talk about a lot of these things that are being talked about on these other shows. I was trying to get, and I'm still trying to get, some other special guests, as usual, exclusive guests, people who do tremendous things. And I don't want to use that word anymore. I want to retire that word from my vocabulary. I have to close my eyes and block it. Like I hit a block on our website, when you block people from email, you block people from social media. Block that word. Okay, it may be gone. But every time I bring it up, as usual, when I bring up something I'm not happy with saying, or, you know, I'll bring it to my attention. I mean, well, unfortunately, it'll go to your attention too. You'll say you don't care, I care. Okay, so that's just the way it goes. The 2018, I said there was 2018. I'm waiting for the meds to kick in, okay? So we're going to have exclusive guests. I'm trying to get some exclusive guests, and we're going to continue with some of our roster, you know, Hall of Fame, whatever we call it, the Hall of Rosters, the Roster Hall, that with people who we want to have on to talk about many things, and we're going to dig into that for four. So I don't know, maybe I'll do four shows. Well, this is not one of them. There was four after this. We just missed it. We're on the precipice. We're on the brink. I like brink better than precipice, don't you? Brink is a good word. I love brink because it's one of those onomatopoeic words. It sounds as it is defined. Brink, right? You're just here. You're at the edge. Brink, because edges are sharp and you cross over a line. It's right there. Brink. You know, one step, one inch, one mega inch. Hey, I want to tell you this too, because those of you who listen to this show constantly, and by constantly I mean every week or every once in a while, my affection for a movie from the 50s that comes from a book by Richard Matheson called The Incredible Shrinking Man. I've done entire shows on this movie. Which I love to smithereens, it was on this crazy show. They have, I can't believe there are still networks, local TV channels that have these people who introduce movies, and they're like, I don't know how to tell, cause I don't know how many of you people know. I like that. I like the way it makes that. I like the line it makes on the sonogram. Is that a sonogram? And what is that anyway? The Incredible, they have these shows where they have a host, and the host plays a character, and the character introduces the movie and then comes in during breaks and says funny things, or sometimes stupid, but, you know, supposedly telling jokes or does routines. I can't believe they still do that in some places, but this guy called Sven Gulli, I'm giving him a plug now, it's a local station, but it's picked up by MeTV. And as you know, there are channels on your cable system, maybe not on your cable system, but on the cable system. You know, every single local channel now can squeeze in there. And MeTV, which I think is owned, well, they're all owned by, forget about who they're owned by. Just forget it. This MeTV station that's on a lot of the cable menus has this guy named Sven Gulli, and he's, I mean, he didn't even play a character. I mean, he's dressed up like a character, and he's got paint on. He's Sven Gulli. He's supposed to be this, I don't know what he's a, he's that kind of ghoul. He's a ghoul. He's a dead guy or whatever, but you know, he doesn't even have a special voice. He just talks like himself, and he goes, hey, well, welcome to, hi, Sven Gulli. Welcome to our horror movie show or whatever. And they show a movie, usually a bad movie from that era of science fiction where everything was black and white and they were cheap movies. But along came a movie called The Incredible Shrinking Man from a book called The Shrinking Man. So even they had to make it into, they had to make it incredible in the movie. Just like, because they loved things like the Amazing Colossal Man, The Incredible Shrinking Man, The Fantastic, there was a fantastic somewhere, right? So anyway, they put those adjectives in there. This is a wonderful movie based on a wonderful book. And there it was again, and I went, only Christmas. I didn't know it was on, but I had to sit through Sven Gulli. Now, if you're listening, Sven Gulli, I know you're not, but maybe we can ask Sven Gulli on the show. I believe that particular kind of character was started with John Zacherle in New York. And I was a kid, I used to watch John Zacherle. Well, Zacherle had his wife in a coffin and he'd play with her brains. I swear, this is true. And John Zacherle, of course, went on to be a broadcaster, an FM broadcaster when FM got hot with I guess that'd be early 70s or 60s when FM changed from good music, which is classical music, to classic rock, which wasn't classic at the time. Now they call it classic. Go figure, right? It's more marketing, my friends. But John Zacherle would have the, I think he died. Did he die recently? I don't know if John Zacherle died recently. He was pretty old. But he played a character, and it was great character, and it wasn't totally his voice. And the set was, I mean, Vince Sven Gulli has a set, you know. There's also a Wolfman ripoff. There's a guy named Wolfman Nick or something who does on one of these other stations. Oh boy, we've come a long way. And yet, as far as we have come in all of this, the length of digital miles that have been traversed since this began, when we began, of course, broadband, that was the opening of the, what is that? Hello? Could you hold, wait, hello? There's a strange thing happening here. Hold on a second. Let me see what's going on. Hello? Most of you people heard what was, I guess you heard what was going on there. They said, I have a guest. I told you I had this guest on. Did you close the door up there? Did you close the door?
I will.
Yeah. And I did. This is amazing because this is how I do my show. You see, anything can happen. I'm hearing a knock on the door. Who the heck is that? Doesn't anyone know I'm doing, my show? Did my son who's living in the back room, did he get locked out? I don't know. What happened is this. My guest is here live, and had no idea he was going to be here live. Did this change? Or did you say you were?
We never decided,
but,
I assumed I was coming out here.
Oh, wow. That's fascinating. Well, I could, all right, forget it. Let's go. What was I talking about? Oh, boy. What was I talking about now? You have water?
Yep.
It's my Bill Bostic here. I told you he was going to be on, and he's here. So we're going to have him on here shortly. Thank you, and welcome you have mail. In the time that we have, so much has changed. All right, that's it. So you all know that. That's the end of that. We don't even have to talk about, oh, look at this. Greg, oh, it's time to, oh, they're all going, they're going out of here. I'm not going to talk about this stuff. You know, someone just told me to call Senator Toomey. That's what that mail was, email. Call Senator Toomey. It's still not, let me tell him right here on the air. So somebody is listening in Pennsylvania, call up Senator Toomey. Tell him Frank said, bite me. Okay? Frank said, bite me. That's what, if you're going to, so I don't want to get into the political stuff, okay? Because we're talking about something entirely different right here now. So whatever I was talking about at that point, let's forget about it. And since it's almost 9:30 anyway, and that was the thing, let's go right into our guest who happens to be here live. I was talking about Sven Gulli. Did you see Sven Gulli? Do you know him? He's a.
I had a Dr. Sven Gulli one time.
Did you really?
Yeah, but no, I don't know who you're referring to, honestly.
It was just some guy who does this television show, and he's a character, Sven Gulli.
Okay.
You see, I just did this on the radio. The guest walks in, and I'm supposed to tell him all over. You heard this stuff. Let's forget about Sven Gulli.
Forget about Sven Gulli.
Okay, let's just move on right here now. This is Mr. William B. Bostic. It's not B. What's your middle name again?
Frederick. Very, very distinguished name, Frank.
I am, if I was on Jeopardy, and they went, I'll take middle names for 300. And they would have went, this Bostic is named after the great. And a middle name, I'd go, I don't know. Beanie and Cecil. God, I hated that show. Do you remember Beanie and Cecil?
No, I don't even remember.
A child. You know, you people must remember that Bill Bostic was here with a man named Bill Minnick, and they celebrated my birthday with me the night that my birthday fell on a Thursday.
Yep.
And once I fell on a Thursday. But I got up. So you might remember him from various, you've been on before too, in other, we did some other things.
Well, I was just thinking on the way out here, I live in an adjoining village. To where Frank lives, and we've known each other now. It's almost 12 years.
Yes, 20-year anniversary of SRN. So this show is already older than the man who took over last week.
12 years, Frank. Yeah. We've known each other.
A dozen. We're going into our baker's dozen.
That's right.
Is that what you were thinking?
No, I was just saying it's been a while. We've been friends, and we've had adventures.
We have had adventures.
Yes.
There's no doubt about that.
So I was really thinking it's just an honor to be in your studio on
your
show.
Honor's not the word. Let's not use honor.
It's honor.
Dude, you know, people use that word and they say things, and people really never feel they don't feel honored under any other circumstances. You ever notice that? People say, you know, it's an honor to be here. But
it is an honor.
When else? Give me another honor.
It's a privilege.
Where's there another honor you have? Why do we say honor in your life?
Folks, this is what happens every time we get together. We have language wars.
Well, I'm like that, and they know I'm like that too. I said something before. Again, I want to do away in my vocabulary, with the word tremendous.
Tremendous.
I don't want to hear that word
anymore.
What
about fabulous?
I don't want to say. Fabulous is fine.
Okay.
I don't want to hear tremendous because there's somebody who says that all the time and it's sickening. I just don't want to
hear
it.
Who says it?
Someone.
Okay.
You hear it all the time on the television.
Okay.
Now. Someone.
Who, someone.
Someone.
Mr. Someone.
But, yes, we've known each other a long time and, he's knocking on the door. I have no idea. You see, that's what's great about this show. Now, you know, other shows and podcasts would go, oh, gee, now we have to edit. Okay, don't worry. We'll go back and do that. And here at Cotola Chronicles, we chronicle life as it happens. One moment at a time we do this show. That's it.
Well, you've had a big impact on my life on that kind of stuff because you just do it. You put it out there and forget about it.
Yeah, you got to. You have to. Got to. This is my father again. Got. You got to. You got. He used to say got. Like he was Mr. Grammar, my father. Yeah? Got. Everything's got. Okay, you have to. All right. So you see, I'm haunted by the, I don't know if that's haunted really, because I'm not scared of them. Because haunted.
Scared.
I'm not a scared of them. Bill Bostic, now, here's, you didn't get to hear the beginning of the show.
No, I did not.
And this is why it's amazing too, because I found this thing to put in the collage. Bill and I were going to talk about. Now, if you've been on Facebook, and I don't know why, you might. Bill runs the Lingolstown Gazette, which is a local news service and
entertainment service. It's almost like ESPN, sports, entertainment, and news.
Yes, sports, entertainment, and news. We're looking for the entertainment, but we'll find it eventually. Sports, entertainment, and news of this area.
That hurts me, Frank. In an area. I call myself an entertainer now.
You know what you need to do, though, but if you're going to be an entertainer, it's like I tell my son, right?
What's that?
You got to grow another set of skins. Yeah, set of skins. You got to grow another.
Yeah, I'm okay. You know. I'm okay.
You just said it hurt you.
No, I'm just kidding.
You were entertaining.
I was kidding.
You were acting. You were doing it. My God, you're good. So here's the deal. I played this 1950-something, 1950-something clip of Don Knotts. Do you remember Don Knotts?
Yes, I do.
Don Knotts. You know him from Mandy Griffith, right?
Yes. Or whatever.
Okay. Don Knotts from the old Steve Allen show. It's called The Nervous Weatherman. And I did this because Bill is, has a thing called, the, and I've helped him with it now and then, the Wacky Weatherman. And
no,
this
Wacky Weather Guy.
Wacky Weather Guy who shows up live on Facebook because you could do these things online. And then if you don't hear it live, you can hear it lifelike by playing it right. like you do with this show. So Bill, so I played this thing because this was a guy who couldn't do the weather because they lost communications with the weather. Where do you get the weather from? The weather.
National Weather
Service?
Yeah,
the weather service. They lost. So here's Don Knotts trying to do the weather, and he's got his weather spot, and he's never done anything but the weather. So he's trying to do the weather without knowing the weather. See? And you and I had talked about the fact that, like, well, now everyone, you know, knows the weather. This is the difference between what was going on and what you heard there on the beginning of the show.
People didn't know the weather other than step outside and experience it.
He even said things like, you know, we have no way of going out to find out. But anyway, you'll listen to it again when you listen to it. If you hear, you can get it on the, on your YouTube. Or whatever.
On my internet machine.
Yeah, on your internet machine, sure. Which part, the time is a, is a thing you carry around. Of course, I have a tab now, so I do have an internet machine that I could carry. I'm mobile.
Okay.
But, so I said, you know, that would be great to play because this is what we're partially going to talk about. The Wacky Weather Guy does the weather, and here's what brought us to this particular, show, meeting on this show. If you're ready now, this is it. Bill and I were talking, and Bill was saying, you know, the weather, why do they do the weather anymore? Because you can get the weather just about anywhere.
Right.
Anytime you want it now. You don't need a weatherman because you have apps, you have your phone, you know, and your internet, right?
Well, my favorite one is Weather Underground, which I like the name all by itself, but what actually that one is that you can get a weather station. You can buy one from like Amazon. And you can upload your information from your home, your backyard, into this system.
Really?
Yeah, and they have neighborhood weather stations. You can actually see if a front comes across, you can actually see it coming across as, like the temperature changes sweeping across
I
your
never
neighborhood.
Never heard of that.
Weather Underground. That's my source of information for weather now.
I always think of, Tom Savino, who, by the way, if you're listening live or on one of the stations that rebroadcasts Savino Veritas. That'll be coming up right after our show. Tom is back. He took a vacation, Thanksgiving vacation, last week. So he'll be back here tonight. But I always think of Tom because I remember Tom doing a weather on our old show way back when they used to be like real radio. Well, there is still real radio, but, you know, it sucks. and he used to go, now it's time for the weather, and whether or not you care. He always said, whether or not you care, time for the weather, whether or not you care.
Okay.
You know, use that, you know, that little thing with the word thing. And they always think of the word weather. Now, you're saying that there's an app, there's a program?
There's a website and an app that's very localized. So you can actually participate as putting a weather station in your backyard.
Wow. Wow. So then you would know what temperature it is in your backyard, and it's generally the same temperature in your backyard or my backyard in a general area, right?
It doesn't vary too much, yeah. But it is interesting that some weather stations consistently are warmer than others. It probably has something to do with the instrumentation.
Mm.
There's probably, it's not calibrated right or something like that, but
these stations, especially television stations, have a lot Although, of course, it's cheaper now. You know, the equipment, the science is so easy, that I guess these regular stations have these, what look like very sophisticated,
computer systems, things. Really.
Yeah, and they're just computers. It's just junk.
But
it's
the thing is, right? We have, let's say 4 TV stations locally.
Uh-huh.
They all have their own weather operations, yeah. And they actually compete against each other. Who has the best equipment? Who has the most experienced weathermen? Why are they doing this?
And they go, who's first, right? They go, first weather. This is first weather. I didn't know it was cold out till I listened to first weather.
This is what Super Doppler 8. Oh my gosh.
What is a Doppler?
That's a radar system.
I know what you a know Doppler. I know it's Doppler. They're Dopplers is what they are, all of them.
And what you made a good point the other day. When we get 3 or 4 inches of snow, they go into like emergency mode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that stupid?
They break into shows and half the time they're crappy shows. So at least to see something live, and he goes like, you know, and he's like, yes, we're going to. And I love this one. It's really icy. It's not just a soft snow. It's an icy snow. It's falling rapidly. So don't drive. What are we? You know, we're like idiots. They're idiots. There used to be, and I'm going to do this. I don't usually do this, but there, Wolfman Jack used to carry around it was a square, from a newspaper.
Okay.
And, it was a cartoon. All right. And it was this guy in front of a weather map. A weather map. Yeah, he loved this. And I think it's pretty funny too, but he just crack up every time he read the caption.
Okay. It was the same cartoon he was carrying around.
Same cartoon. Okay. It was a black and white cartoon from some newspaper he got in, you know, butt screw Iowa, wherever
butt screw.
Wherever we were.
Can I vacation there?
Wherever we were at the time, you know. And, he ripped it out and he put it in his wallet and he kept it. And it was, this is a guy who's like, he was just a guy, you know, who's with a tie and everything and a goofy face because cartoon guys, you know, panels of it. The bubble was pointed off the frame. Because obviously it was the anchorman was introducing him. So you get a picture. That was him. And it said, and now here's our weather asshole. And I don't know why that's funny, it's that stigma, right?
Well, I think in years gone by, these weather guys were more entertainers. They were doing stupid stuff. They would have different graphics and try and be entertaining or just silly, wacky guys like I'm portraying. Now they've gotten serious. Now they're really serious.
Oh, yeah,
they're very scientific.
Yeah, they're not like, Sven Gulli should do the weather. Sven Gulli should do the weather. You got dressed up, and they do that too. Like if it's Halloween, the guy will come out like, and he'll have black stuff on his face and, you know, war paint. Should I say that or is that racial?
I don't know. As long as it has nothing to do with women these days, you're all right.
Women and Native Americans.
Yes.
And there are Native American women.
Muslims.
Native American Muslims? There are Native American Muslims? I don't think so. Yes, there are. There must be. No, not Native. Okay. In any event, in all events, and certainly in this event, the guest here is William Frederick Bostick. And the more I say that, the more I think it sounds like the governor. And now Governor William Frederick Bostick, who's here, has traveled to this studio, is not going on Skype. So I got my Skype for now. He's going to be here. But that's okay. And the thing we're going to talk about is what we're talking about here right now. But here's where I think, that particular thing that's happening. So we all agree, right? Does everybody agree out there that when you want to know the weather, you don't go, well, at 11 o'clock news are going to do it. So you sit around and wait, right? You don't wait. You can find out the weather any given time.
Anytime.
You know, in the old days, and I mean old days, when I talk old days, I'm talking about dial phone old days, okay?
Sure. 50s, 60s.
There used to be a telephone number. The telephone company had a weather number.
Oh, really?
So if you didn't want to wait till Uncle Weatherby came on NBC or CBS, wherever he was. I don't remember Uncle Weatherby. I'm trying to think of his name. If I could find him, I'll look him up on YouTube and we'll play him. Maybe we'll get a bunch of wacky weathermen on YouTube things. You would call and there would be somebody, usually it was a woman for some reason,
mm-hmm.
and she would say, you know, temperature high. It wasn't obviously not computerized.
No.
It was just somebody speaking, you know. Tonight, high in the 60s. Precipitation, whatever, you know, all the things people don't want to know. You know what? You ever notice this? Nobody ever goes, nobody, that's the other thing about the weather, when they give the weather. Way too much. People don't want to know, but have you ever been walking down the street and anyone, this goes for you people too, because you're listening in on this conversation. Think about this. You've been walking down the street and then stop and just like look around and go, God, I wonder what the barometric pressure is.
Because, I was thinking about barometric pressure.
I'm feeling weird right now, right? What's the barometric pressure?
The thing I do, I look up into the sky, and if there's a low coming over, I look for that L to come across.
The big L traveling through. I remember, also, there's another Tom Savino thing. I know, I hate to talk about Tom like he's passed away. No, I mean, because I talk about him like, you know, I know this guy, but you know, he's still around and terrific. But these things I remember from our days of working together. But he used to say there's a way to tell it's going to rain.
Okay.
When the leaves of distant trees are silver. When the leaves of distant trees are silver. Do you know what I found out living out here in the farm area of the world? I mean, the rural America.
Horse country.
Horse country is also cow country. And that's this with the cows. When usually when it's going to rain, it doesn't look like it's going to rain. For some reason or other, cows know. I don't know why.
Yeah.
They get together. They make
a... They have a convention?
Well, they get close together and they sit down in this like... A configuration. They all sit down together, like next to one another. And you go, holy Christmas, it's going to rain. They're always right, too. They're always right.
I think to make TV weather, if they're going to do it, they might as well make it interesting. Why don't they have cows help them do the weather? That would be interesting.
See, that's another thing. And this is something that bothers me throughout the entire stream of everything. I know. And that is that they're not even fascinating. They're not even entertaining. They try to be entertaining.
No, not anymore.
News people. Oh, these guys. Now, what makes these guys who do these local weathers? Now, you people think about your local weather person, unless you listen to the Weather Channel, which is like, right, there's a weather channel.
Well, they have a panel of experts there.
Yeah. And those guys and gals are always, but the local guys.
Local guys, that's who, yeah.
You're right. They're all doing it very seriously.
Oh,
as if it's like, I have a degree in meteorology.
I'm actually.
There is a lot of science, by the way, in meteorology. There is a lot.
There absolutely is.
But those people are not on TV. The ones who are really smart are not on TV.
No, you have to be beautiful to be on TV. Let's face it. You got to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Like, what's his name? Like Calhoun? Remember, what's his name?
Joe Calhoun.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
He's bald.
Well, you know, I remember when he first came on.
This is out of Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Lancaster.
Yeah, not Lancaster. Lancaster. Oh, no, it is Lancaster. Not Lancaster.
I like to say it the wrong way.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, I remember the first week he was on when they introduced him, and he was nervous. He used to talk like that. And then somewhere along the line, he realized he was going bald, and he got vain. Now, people who get vain don't want a crown. So what they do is they shave their head.
Because
shaved head is the new long hair. Because in the old days, you grew your hair long. Now you just shave it. You walk around like... Everybody walks around like Ernst Stavro Blofeld.
Is it all right to talk about Joe Calhoun for a second?
Sure.
He's a local weather guy.
Yeah,
he's on one of the dominant TV stations in our market. And he has an attitude. He has a real attitude problem. He's like he's too good for his viewers.
Yeah, you know, tonight we're going to watch. You're right. It is an attitude.
He has a tude.
Is that
that's the street talk. Street talk.
The Urban Dictionary.
Yes.
Look it up or add that to your Urban Dictionary. I heard one the other day. I couldn't figure out what it was. You know what I like to do now? I have a lot of Twitter friends who say write things that you're supposed – they just write statements, you know, and if you don't know – I don't know if there's a stream or of nothing. It's just, I don't know why they say these things, but they write them, and I always ask them what, you know, about it, because I don't, at the risk of looking like an old codger, I want to know what they're saying. Is there a code going on between
people? Well, I think last week's host is right in the middle of that, Frank.
Yes.
Ray Catolo.
Yes. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But there's a bunch of them out there. And I read one the other day. I love this. It was a girl. And, she wrote, you know, cause a lot of my younger friends retweet, you know, these.
Okay.
Okay. So this is what it was. It was a picture of someone.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I mean, it could have been a personality, celebrity, a writer. I don't know. I don't know them all anymore. And in all caps, she wrote, "I hate this bitch." And I'm like, now wait a second.
That's a good punchline.
Now wait a second. So I want these people to be accountable. All right?
Okay.
So I wrote, but why? Because, I mean, if you hate someone, in other words, they never explain things. They write things like, "No crap going down now." I was always like, what, why? Where are you? Is there somewhere where crap comes down?
Did they answer you? Did they answer you?
Once in a while they do, yeah. And but you could see that they're stunned that anyone would ask them
yeah.
When they're thinking.
Why?
About it.
Me be accountable? Forget it.
But now Twitter is another place you can get weather because
can you
can subscribe. To the, yeah, when you see the weatherman, like Calhoun, Calhoun will go, don't forget, at Calhoun. What do you think he's talking about on his Twitter? He's talking about the weather.
To really cut this right down to the bare bones. What we're seeing in local TV news is that these people.
See what you're doing when you hit this?
What?
Look at that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Frank. I can't hit.
See?
I'm using my hands. I'm being.
The problem of being live here and not doing a lot of editing. Go ahead.
Our local news is more a tradition.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a tradition among older folks in our country. So they expect this format, and so they keep giving the format to them because what's happening? Older folks have money. And they can still sell ads for people who are senior citizen type people. Because I don't think the younger people are watching this crap.
I don't think so.
No.
No. I think that there's so much going on in local markets,
mm-hmm.
and even some national markets. Because you watch I watched the CBS Evening News,
mm-hmm.
even though Scott quit, Scott Pelley.
Yeah, Scott Pelley.
And that's the CBS Evening News for tonight. He said, "From all of us at CBS News all around the world, good night."
Wow.
And then he left. I know. We are
nice.
Every night. I said it with him. And what's he do? He retires. Now it's Anthony Morgan. Is Anthony Morgan?
I don't watch CBS.
He goes like, Anthony Morgan talks till there's no more breath.
Okay.
And he goes like, Anthony Morgan. So someone does here's Patricia Margo at Washington. So Patricia Margo, she does her part, right? And then he comes back and he goes, and he's out of breath already. And he goes, Patricia Morgan, Fred, CBS News. And he quit. And CBS News, he ends it.
Really?
And you hear him.
Check this guy out.
Yeah, change him on CBS News. He's always talking like that until
he's
there's
the
no more breath left. For now, then they don't have I guess they're trying to find out where Connie Chung is located. Connie! Anyone know where Connie Chung is located?
Wait,
let's get back to this now. What we're saying is that, that the older audience,
yes.
which is now, believe it or not, the baby boomers, really.
Yeah,
that's,
absolutely.
That's
yeah.
wild. And anyone who listens to this show knows I am a baby boomer, knows how much I hate.
I am too.
You are?
I'm on the tail
You're
end
on the
of
tail
it.
End
yes,
of it.
Yes.
Well, then I hate you too, because I hate, I'm not really happy about my generation, but you're right. Oh, that's why I brought up the CBS Evening News. When they break, now it's going to be right back after this. He says, and he's gone. Oh, and maybe if you're lucky, I'll do Wolf Blitzer for you.
Oh, my God.
I've been working on it. Okay, so here's the deal. On the CBS Evening News, they break and they do, Vidocan. Something wrong with your heart?
I was having heart attacks every day when suddenly my doctor said, Vidocan.
Ask your doctor if you should use Vidocan. Ask your doctor, I love this, ask your doctor, go to your doctor and ask him, should I use Vidocan? And then he goes, but have you had cancer? I said, you're my doctor, jerk, shouldn't you know this? It's unbelievable how stupid they think people might be, but anyway. My point is,
okay.
The advertising is geared towards the old.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's in our market. It's mostly cars, and then it's the sevens guys and the eighth guys. The guys are doing the accident. If you have an accident, or you get injured, you call me.
Lawyers,
exactly.
Ambulance chasers, as we go. The ambulance chasers.
I can't speak bad about them. The Sevens guy is one of my sponsors. So.
I think, well, everybody needs them anyway. Let me tell you something. You could talk badly about people you need. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing
okay?
wrong.
You know.
I think he's a good guy.
Here's the deal. Why would they pass by lawyers if lawyers were caught in the drowning? Now, if lawyers are in the ocean.
Yeah.
When lawyers are in the ocean and they're stuck there, why would sharks pass them by and not eat them?
I have no idea.
Professional courtesy. See, so we could do it. That's a great old lawyer joke. My name is Frank Cotolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of the show. This is Cotolo Chronicles with the original Cotolo. Me, Frank Cotolo. Mr. William Frederick Bostic. I'm now playing third base. William Frederick Bostic.
You know me long enough that I never, ever go by William. I think it's a really crappy name, William. I like Frederick, but I don't like William.
I like original names. Every time I meet a girl or a woman, and I'm not going to say girl anymore because then people will go like, oh, yeah. I just say legitimately, you know, I have a lot of younger people do. Yes, but they're legal, okay? Let's not.
How about that Matt Lauer?
Oh, that's something, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
He had a button underneath his desk to lock the door. You can't get
Why didn't I think of that, Frank?
A button. Okay, enough about Matt Lauer. Okay, but what was my point? What did you say?
I was talking about you want to talk. You like to use formal names. I think.
Okay, I like to because you meet a girl named even if it's a woman, but. I just don't meet many women because they're usually baby boomers and I hate them. and she goes, my name is Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
But people call me. It's like, wait, whoa. If your name is Elizabeth, Elizabeth's a beautiful name. Why can I call you? You have to ask them if you can call them by their names. Okay. My name's Elizabeth, but they call me Bugsy. I'm Buzzlebeth or Beth or Illy or Eli or Eli B or Eli. It's like, can I call you Elizabeth? It's like, fine, you know, people do that, you know. It's like if you ever meet anyone named Lynn, ask them how they spell it. Because I think that's the most varied spelling of a girl's name since, well, maybe it's the most. Our topic, of course, we're talking about local news and the worthlessness of it. Now, here's where, and I wanted to bring this up because I thought about this after we said we were going to do this.
Yeah.
So you really should hear this
and
comment on this and talk about it.
All right, sure.
So I told everyone and that, you know, Bill does the wild wacky guy, wacky weather guy.
I do more than that, Frank.
No, I'm just saying he does this wacky weather guy for the, you know, area stuff and it makes it a little entertaining.
Thank you, Frank.
And he does it. Well,
thank
it's
you.
Short. I mean, how entertaining can you be? It's a short thing, you know, and he does it mostly in, in areas that where he would cover news and stuff in the general areas of Blingelstown Gazette. Okay. In the boundaries of the reporting. But, you know, if you used the weather time, okay, like say take time, for specifically for news, local news, because what's happening is the thing that's missing from even the local news TV stations and radio stations, okay, the thing that's missing because they're all corporate run now, iHeart, UHeart, Blowhard, or whatever it is, Blowhard Radio. You know, they don't do anything local.
No more, no.
No more, right?
Nope.
Okay, so there's a void. And what's worse, it's an empty void. There's a void in local news. So even when you're doing the wacky weather guy, if that thing was news, no matter what kind of news, good news, bad news,
I did that today. I can give you an example of what I did today.
Go ahead. Tell everyone what you did today.
I did
the wacky weather guy.
Wacky weather guy?
Well, you got to kill him. You got to kill the guy. This would be fun, too.
Okay.
You know, just run a contest, right? How do we murder? How do we murder the wacky weather guy so that he won't exist anymore and then bring in the news guy, all right?
Yeah.
And then there'll always be this controversy. Did the news guy kill the weather guy?
That's an interesting concept.
But what I'm saying, tell him what you did today, then, something news. Because there's news everywhere, right?
Right. What I did today.
Nobody covers what you did today, then. No, you won't hear it anywhere, right?
Not what I shared today.
Okay,
no way.
No.
I First of all, it's too bad it's radio because you don't see my freaking weird outfit that I wear. I wear a hat and white glasses and I wear them inside.
Well, wait a second. That's the weather.
That's the weather. But what I did was I did about 30 seconds of the weather. Then I went into this thing where I'm promoting the fact that the Linglestown Firehouse, they have a bar there. They have a bar there. That's a private social club.
Oh, okay.
And I let people know that on first Friday, tomorrow's December 1st, it's a Friday. It's first Friday that non-members of the social club can come in and check it out. I showed them when the red lights are on in front of the firehouse, the bar's open. I showed them where the door is to get in. I mean, this is the weather report.
What time does that start?
It starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, Frank.
That's late. That's right. What time does it go till?
9.
Well, I don't know. It's possible I could drop by.
You could, a room you can entertain to.
I just be myself.
When you walk into a room, you take over the room, Frank.
I'm being myself at the firehouse. Fireman, save my child! Anyway, that's new. So that's like an announcement of what have you. Now, you know, you find out what they're gonna do. I mean, you do a whole story, talk to Mr. Fire Chief or whoever is there or whatever.
It was just me. I'm a member of the bar. Mm-hmm. So I was, I was doing a public service, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. But that kind of stuff.
Nothing to do with weather.
That's what I'm saying. More of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because nobody does that
stuff. No.
And then forget about the weather. Because you, as you said, why do we even do the weather? We did a weather report the other day because we get together every week. And we got to, well, every week we can. Well, what's the difference to you whether what weeks we get together anyway? What am I telling them?
It's none of their business, Frank.
So, and we were talking about this, and I helped him do one, and he was saying, like, why would we even do the weather? Why do the weather anymore? What I'm saying to you is that local stuff is the stuff that's nowhere anymore. There aren't any local papers, really. Are there?
Well, I mean, I can tell you my own experience. This is my third attempt.
And you know what else with this Penn, with the regular?
Penn Live is our local or primary news source.
The state newspapers or city newspapers.
Yep.
I was looking at Sunday's paper and I went, again, it's the same thing with the weather. It's like, why are they covering all this national crap? There's three stations running 24 hours a day.
Yep.
There's local, and even the local stations start off with the national news. You know, it should all be local. It should be definitely local again. Everything about it should be local.
That's the space I live in. And this is the third time I've attempted to do this since 2006. Right. I crashed and burned twice. The last time was in early 2014. I had given it up, Frank. I had no intention of getting back into local journalism. But things conspired this spring. There was actually an issue with a golf course as being redeveloped.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, they want to redevelop it into a senior living community. And it's located on a very busy road. Everyone was upset about the road. Well, that sucked me back into it. And amazingly, things are going well. I'm getting sponsors. Mm-hmm. People are looking at it. It's because they're thirsting for local news.
And they're hungry for it, too.
They're hungry for it, too.
Hungry and thirsty.
Yep. It's like deer panting for water.
Well, what do you think is going on in Little? Have you done any investigation? What's going on in other little areas, like in Casper, Wyoming? Do you think there's a Casper, the Casper Chronicle or the Casper, I mean, do they have the, I don't think they do either. I think everything is so national that it's sickening.
Well, I think, I mean, we live in a huge country, Frank. So, I mean, you go from market to market, certainly small town to small town, you're going to find all kinds of scenarios. Some towns, I think the weekly or maybe even a daily newspaper is still thriving because they're doing what they're supposed to do.
I don't know about that.
There's some, I'm sure.
Some, yeah.
But as a big whole, it's failing. And our local daily newspaper, no longer daily, is now only three times a week, is a great example. And after your public service announcements, we can dig into that.
Well, you have to go to the bathroom?
Well, I know it's the top of the hour. You have a routine.
I always break routine. But I'll do this because
I have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and I want to get some water. I don't have any water. So here's what we'll do. We'll do what we
always
do.
I have to pee, okay?
Okay. we're going to do what we always do here and give you a little, we'll give you the middle time. Let me find this.
Did I do something wrong by reminding you it's the top of the hour?
No. I just, I'm just taking it easy. Where's my thing? Here's my thing. We're going to do this. And then, oh, I know what we'll do. We'll do this and we'll play one song because I want to play. I'll play the, that'll give everybody a chance to, what do you got to do? You got to go get, some water, some beverage. You got to just, replenish your precious bodily fluids for the next hour because we're on another hour.
Yep.
At 11 o'clock, for those of you listening to the live version, Savino Veritas will be here. Not to be confused with Project Veritas, those dastardly bastards who are trying to. Okay. I'm gonna look at this. I'm gonna do this though. I'm gonna go. Where is it?
Where is it, Frank? You're hiding it.
No, I have it here. It's on YouTube.
Wow, look at that girl there. Ooh.
Oh, stop. where'd it go? I think I have to find it here. Wait. Okay.
The Forrest Gump soundtrack? Is that what you're looking for?
No. hello. There it is. Oh, we got it. It's a song we play now and then. I love it because it really, I don't, hey, what's that? Why does that stuff happen?
I don't know how it works.
Wait, it's going to be too loud, so I'm going to have to, just a little thing on this. Yeah, okay, we'll play this after. Wait. Okay, fine. First, we'll do this thing, because you know all this stuff. We'll go get your drink and stuff, and already come back. We'll be here soon. We'll be here. Girls, go get 'em.
Frank. I have a hankering for Cracker Jacks.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I have a hankering for Cracker Jacks.
I have a hankering for these three girls. The Speakeasies, I think their name is. Yeah, Speakeasy Three. That's because this is the way I, this is how I live life. When I get low, I get high. Say no to drugs and alcohol. Say no to stimulation. Yeah, that'll be the frickin' day. Why? In the world of YouTube, boy, I'm telling you.
Can't beat that with a stick.
Yeah, I know. Things have changed so much, and so many people are sad. Anyway, let's move on to Cthulhu Chronicles here.
We're not sad, Frank.
Are you sad? I'm miserable. I've been miserable since 19. I don't know. I look at it the exact opposite as everyone. But that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
Hmm? What we're doing here, we got water because, it's important. Remember, dehydration is the enemy.
So. Oh, yes.
Here we go. We're here on Cthulhu Chronicles talking with Bill. Just call him Bill. Forget about Frederick. Forget about the William. How did Bill become the short name for Will? William. Maybe the Will, and then somebody just made a mistake and said Bill. How, where did Bill come from William? You ever think about that?
I never did.
No. So anyway.
The long story is I never did, Frank. Okay. Never wondered about that.
Bill Bostick, you can get, first of all, let's see where you can get a hold of Bill Bostick. You can get a hold of him on Facebook, which is now, by the way, still eating turkey.
Oh boy, okay.
I've never ate turkey on Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving in my house is known as Thursday. So I had some, and it's,
Still with you.
Yeah, still with me. And the tryptophan, you know, is tryptophan in there?
Mm-hmm.
When did you learn about tryptophan? Can you narrow the time in your life when someone said, you know why you're sleepy? It's because
I think it was sometime during the 80s, I believe I learned about it. Whenever they would talk about those things during Thanksgiving Day football games.
Years and years and years of turkey dinners and gigantic dinners with a big family and all those people. And nobody ever said, you're going to be sleepy after this because there's tryptophan in the turkey. Nobody ever said that. Yeah. Ever, ever, ever.
Maybe it's one of those old wives' tales.
And all the other holidays when we didn't have turkey, all the men, the adults, they got drowsy after they ate themselves right to sleep anyway. So it was like, what is it, tryptophan in everything? You know? Okay, in any event, in all events, and certainly this event. Local news, and this is something I want you to think about, you people out there. I was thinking too, when Ray did the show last week, I was thinking of this, that we've had generations of audiences, and people have come and gone. Mm-hmm. This show's been on so long. People have come and gone. They're like, I remember when I was listening to Control of Chronicles. You know, I'm still here, you know? It's like, I'm like the Incredible Shrinking Man. That's me. I'm not Sven Gulli.
Is it okay to say you're an institution? I guess not.
No, I think most people think I should be in an institution. That's the joke, of course. No, I am the original, I'm the godfather of internet radio.
Yeah.
We know that.
Yes.
I'm the bard of broadcasting, per se, because you know, if the Today Show wants to call me,
yeah,
if they want me to take over from Matt Lauer, I'd be glad to have an office without a button underneath the desk, and to be nice to everyone.
Yeah, you almost had that, Frank. We have a local cable network called Pennsylvania Cable Network. Frank proposed.
Yes.
Pretty cool nights.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a PCN network, And I see, this is what hurts me. This is what bothers me about everybody and everything. Did I miss anyone?
But I'm an exception, right?
For at least, well, at least, I mean, least in terms of, I mean, in terms of, you know, the general stream, yeah, of mass consciousness, and that's it. So here I had this, I could have gotten this, and they didn't even want me. I auditioned a job anyway. And, I said, you know what you should do? A local station, and it was PCN, because that's a Pennsylvania cable network. Mm-hmm. I said to them, and I'm giving this away to, I said, nobody's going to steal it, yeah, because nobody has the keyholes. You know what a keyhole is in your body? Let's just say balls. No one has the balls to do this. I said, why not have a show? And I'd be glad to host it. Mm-hmm. That's like the Tonight Show, you know, a talk show, like at 11:30.
Yeah.
A local talk show live. And the guests are only going to be local guests. They'll be politicians, celebrity or not celebrities, store owners, whatever. You know, singers and people do.
Well,
around
they
that.
Do that though. You
and I. I'm not done.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And so the idea, the idea was this: it's PCN. So I said we call the show Pretty Cool Night.
Yep.
And it's on. You don't even have to be on every night if you don't want to. We're not the big staff. We can do this. You know, do this on a shoestring. Where did that come from, do you think? We'll do this on a shoestring. Did anyone ever make a movie on a shoestring? So, don't we need film? No, we'll do it on a shoestring. Or shoestring budget. That means that shoestrings are cheap,
yeah,
and you could do it cheap. So they never said, let's do it on a bubblegum, budget. Why a shoestring budget?
Frank. You know? My brain's becoming mishmashed, okay, trying to follow you.
Too late. It's too late for Bill. He's got to be up in 2 hours to do other work, and he gets up very early. Okay, so that's one of the problems, and that's one of the things that you can really set a trend about doing, especially using Facebook, because even though Facebook is such a national, international thing, local people – use it, and now older people use it, the more change. So you know that the people who are watching you, listening to you, and they hit the likes or whatever, use Facebook, right? So your demographic has really gotten...
But let me back up. You said something that was very interesting about that someone doesn't have the balls to do something. Mm-hmm. And I think when it comes to TV news, newspapers, radio, all are, I like to call them legacy media outlets.
Right.
Okay. They don't have the balls to change.
Right.
They don't have the balls to change. They keep doing the same thing over and over again. And the business model that they use is failing. It's right in front of me. I can see it right in front of me.
It's already done. That's it. They're building cooked. It. Yeah. And they're like the man who hits his head against the wall constantly. And they say, why are you hitting your head against the wall? And he goes, because it feels so good when I stop.
You know,
that's what they do. That's their business model. The same old tired, painful hitting against the wall, and I'm taking the for one. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, the history of, I mean, take a look at the demise of daily newspapers. You know, ours is only 3 times a week, and they just regurgitate what they put online.
And not just that, but it's become thinner. It's smaller. Yeah. It's a different size. It's no longer a traditional
they
size.
They have the cojones. Here's where they do have the cojones. Our local newspaper grabs crap from my little show.
Right.
And they put it on their newspaper, on their website.
And they don't pay, do they?
No, they don't pay. But that's okay. Wait a second.
That's what I told everybody here a number of years ago when they started, TV stations started going, oh, I have another picture here of that bridge that collapsed over in Kabaki County. Thanks to Marge Pookman for the picture. It's like, yeah, thanks to Marge. She sent in the picture in the, and you know, it's like, well, why don't you pay her for the picture? They don't. They just say, send in your pictures of news items and anything that we can get for free because we're scum, no good. You know, it's like, it's terrible. I never sent a picture. I never took a picture, but I wouldn't even waste
but
my
Frank,
time.
Frank will not wear clothing that has advertising on it either. You have to understand
that's right.
That, folks.
I know, but I think more people should be conscious of this. Otherwise, we wind up just, you know, I'm not saying that Marge, whoever her name was, okay, should make a living doing that, but maybe she's good at it. Maybe she could be in, kind of couple of pennies, something. Give something, not just, we'll say your name on television. Oh, and everyone will hear it on television. I get cockroaches. I eat those cockroaches. There's my little Al Pacino in the middle. I eat those cockroaches. Go ahead.
I'm having a hard time keeping my family.
When I get, you know, go ahead.
Well, the thing I want to point out, this is really, people think this gets by them.
Okay, move it so that you don't have to
I'm sorry. Okay. The thing that gets by people, the newspaper industry, what did they do when the internet became available? They started putting their entire newspaper on the internet for everyone to see. Right. Is that so stupid? That's stupid.
And, it is. And they did that.
I'm sorry, Frank. Okay. I'm stepping on it.
They did that, just like everybody. And that's why there are a few magazines. There's no, you know, cause everyone is using the digital platform.
And now we have in Pennsylvania, we have a religion. It's called Penn State football. It's a frickin' religion. It has a nationwide footprint, Frank, because the alums go all over the country and they have Penn State little groupings of people, okay? And our local newspaper, the Patriot News, now in their accompanying website, Penn Live, they put more resources, more men, photographers into Penn State football than anything else, okay? And they charge nothing for this content. People would pay them money to get access to my wife would pay them money.
Money?
Yeah, they pay money, good money for this stuff, and they don't even do that. They're so traditional. They're afraid that people won't come to their little website anymore, and they're gonna lose that stream of money from online revenue. They're afraid!
And their sponsors are newspapers still, especially on weekends, cause they get commercial enterprises, and the coupon thing is still very big. So they can manage to, I even noticed it on this paper. Well, I don't get it, but I see it now and then. And it's folded in a way too, where they must pay extra if you're going to be like on the cover. You mean the front page flip over? You want that front page flip over so that when people see the stupid news that they read everywhere else, they don't look at that. They see the color, and the color is blankets for sale now at Blankets R Us. Or go get blankets. Well, and what is the story with the place called Mattresses Firm?
I don't know.
Isn't that backwards?
Yeah, it is.
Shouldn't it be Firm Mattresses? Mattresses Firm.
I don't know, but the news, you're right, Frank, the newspapers, especially on Sundays, and in our case, Tuesdays and Thursdays, they amount to nothing more than a delivery system for flyers.
Yeah.
If those advertisers decide that that's not the way to go, I mean, the printed newspaper locally in the Harrisburg area is done. They're over. The show's over.
They don't have the budget, and they don't have the sales, and they don't have the advertising anymore to...
What was that?
I don't know. You know what I saw? You know, I want to tell you something, you people out there who don't know this, but this is the man, and because the other day, this is the man who directed and was a part-time co-star in some of the great videos that we did, Cotolo Chronicles videos, which is still available on YouTube.
Yep.
And I haven't seen them in ages, but the other day I went. Now I think you just got to go to you go to Cotolo Chronicles on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many we did. We certainly didn't do a lot, which was okay because we would have eventually jumped the shark a bit too many. We did some real gems about this show, where it takes place, when we built, I saw the one where we built the new studio the other day, cracked up. These are funny, and they get, you know, and when people know about them, and a lot of local people like them, my doctor loves it. He never stops talking about it.
Dr. Muscalis.
Never stops talking about it. He says, when are you going to do another Cotolo Chronicles? And what he's talking about are the videos. But Bill is the guy who edited and did all this stuff, because I didn't mind anything to do with that, but he did a great job with that, and most of that stuff we just wrote as we went along, and it's really good stuff. It's really good stuff. You might want to go and see those. But anyway, that's also who is Bill Bostic.
Well, the interesting thing about that is, and again, you know, the professional or the TV stations or radio stations now, you know, we have all the tools in our computer to do exactly what they're doing. And back then, I was just using an old point and shoot camera.
Right.
That had a video function.
Right.
That's what we, I mean, it had no external mic. And I just put it together using like Windows Movie Maker.
And imagine that being ancient. I mean, it wasn't that long ago in our lifetime. How many turnovers there have been in in the technology, and how we're just so now. You're right. We could produce every bit, I mean, with a printer and a regular computer, what have you, and a couple of programs, well, you could produce anything out of paper.
Well, here's
or
what's happening. Here's happening with my little news and dog and pony show that I have. A guy came to me. He wanted to do sports. He wanted to do a sports interview show. I gave him the platform. We've done 4 or 5 shows already. He started helping me out with local football coverage, high school football. And he has this vast amount of connections here in the local area. We are going out to the Altoona area tomorrow night.
Altoona's way beyond the – wait, that's way beyond
the – I know,
the,
but see, with this, with him, I've actually outstripped – My geographic area I'm covering. We're starting a second website.
Oh, the borders are getting bigger.
In sports. Okay. We're going out to like 2 hours away and doing sideline broadcasts on Facebook Live.
See, the local sports thing is another thing that's very popular in local places.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed this, although I don't watch sports broadcasts, but every once in a while I'm trapped because it's on TV or something and things. And when they're doing like Major League Baseball, they'll go like, Ed Patakin hit the winning home run today. Ed, of course, went to Pitsky-Disky High School here and he's from, and he went to the farm league. You know, they'll note anybody who is from local, who made it to the big time, to the show. You know? So there's always that local connection with local people, and the sports are just gigantic. Even though I don't know what happens to, don't most of these kids really wind up in the hospital? isn't that where they go with
yeah? No, it's not quite that.
It's a big thing, though.
It is a big thing.
It's a very big thing. So, and that's before college is a national thing because of the whole college league and because of the New Year's Day thing and all the colleges that go to the bowl games and stuff.
But that's almost like professional.
But local is people really pay attention to local events, sporting events.
Yeah, when I was doing the football this past fall, you know what people liked?
What?
They liked to have me interview players. Meet the players.
Yeah.
They loved that.
Yeah.
But the funny part is we started doing this sideline stuff at the local high school football games, and the professional, I guess we'll call them professional, the TV reporters locally would come by, and they actually started shaking when they saw us doing this thing on Facebook Live.
Really?
We didn't have the big camera that we were toting. We were doing everything on phones.
Uh-oh.
And they looked at us askew. What in the hell are you guys doing?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be here. We're invading their space. We're making them nervous. That's what I'm telling you, Frank.
Yeah. Good for you. I'm sorry I wasn't, you know, if you want to do that again and they show up, I'll be there. I'll be there because it's like I tweeted the other day, and that's this. Basically, I'm just here to make you all uncomfortable.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's funny that you can show up at some place, you know, you do things that are available to us now with the great internet, right? And the people who are in these legacy media companies are like, what the hell are you doing? And they're saying, I had one local weather guy showed up, right? Mm-hmm. He huddles up beside me and he wants to know, he's digging for information. And what his response was, oh, you mean you don't have a website? You're doing everything on Facebook? I said, you don't even own that content. And I'm saying, who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, these guys are still, you know, it's like in the
they all own it? Oh, my God.
I
won't be able to sleep tonight, Frank.
In the early broadband period when independent music, and that's how they found me because I was doing music which nobody needed or cared about. But the thing is that guys – who had never been able to have any kind of audience for it. And of course, the sophistication of being able to produce music the way, you know, with that on your own. And when all thanks to the digital thing and Steve Jobs and the other guy, Gate Jobs.
Wozniak. Wozniak.
Yeah, all those guys. But, and Al Gore for still.
Yes. Thank God for Al Gore.
But,
oh my gosh.
These guys used to get on. And they used to say, always worried that somebody was going to, they would say, this is copyrighted. I got this copyright. This is copyrighted.
Yes.
And I was like, what are they worried about? They're worried about somebody stealing their content, right? Their song. And these are like, I'm not saying that it was all junk. It wasn't all junk. People could write songs and some of them can write good. We don't need them, but they do. Okay, fine. The point is this. I used to tell them, you know what? Considering your place in the music business.
Yeah.
All right. You should be honored. It was you honored. Should be honored if someone steals your song.
And, exactly. You know, no, gives you more exposure.
For all that they were worried about, no one ever stole a thing. No one. There was too many. You know, it was too busy. It's like, it's incredible. So you're talking about these guys saying like, oh, we still live in that analog museum. I mean, we live in that museum where all these things are. And it's like, it's all gone, man.
It's gone.
I want to walk up to these guys. I want to be there when you're there and go, you know what the problem with you guys is? You guys are like ghosts. You're ghosts. You're walking around. It's over. You haven't caught up with the real flesh of what's happening in this world. You're all antiques. You're all gone. Now get the hell out of here.
They're not quite gone, Frank. They're hanging on.
And this is the other thing about the baby boomers, okay? About that audience
about
that's
me,
left.
About, you're talking about me. Okay, what about
about
me?
That audience that's left, okay? That audience is going, and they're not looking at what audience may be coming about.
Oh, yeah.
And that audience is coming about, do not give a flying hitch through a rolling donut. See, I said hitch.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't give a flying hitch through a rolling donut, okay? That, and they don't care. And it's, so these people are all going to be sitting around. Mr. Calhoun's going to be sitting at home and going and talking to his wall as if it's a big, he'll have a big green, a blue, it's a green screen, isn't it? It's a blue screen?
Green screen.
It's a green, he'll have a big green screen.
I don't know how it works, but it's green.
And he'll have a slideshow and he'll put it on there and he'll be talking to his pet, he'll be talking to his kids and grandkids. Look at this low coming in from over here. It's going, you know what? The other thing is that half the time, the things they say, the way they explain it, you're right, you're absolutely right about them trying to sound real educated and sophisticated. Because like, no one cares about the what's gonna push what where with this thing, a high and a low. I'll bet you that you should do this. This is a whole feature for you.
Okay.
You should do a feature on this, okay? You should go to people talk in the street. You should really do more man in the street thing,
man,
you know?
Okay.
And you should say like, when the weatherman says that a high is coming in, do you really know what they're talking about? What's a high and what's a low? Explain it. And I'm telling you, nobody's going to know. They went, I don't want to know if it's cold or if it's warm. Is it cold or warm? How warm is it going to get? Is it going to rain? What brings rain? A high or a low? They won't know anything. Now, I know you'd like me to help you out with that, but you know that I would just piss them all off. You can do it without pissing them off.
I just had a mind pick. One of the things I'm looking forward to doing is when we have like a 10-degree day, is actually go out and do my Facebook Live broadcast with my dumb hat and my glasses, but no shirt on.
Oh.
So they can actually see me be cold and know that it's cold out. They'll actually see me shivering. Isn't that something?
I mean, you know, here's another idea. This one just came to my head.
Okay.
Because I'm watching you the other day when we did our Facebook wacky world of weather, whatever the frickin' wacky guy with the guy.
You know, someone's paying me for that.
You should have called him Guy Weather. That could have been his name. Guy Weather, the wacky weather guy. Guy Weather, the wacky weather guy. You should do different characters. Now remember, you know, what that nerd guy that you played in the Magical Murder Mystery Tour or whatever that was? Maybe he should do another thing.
I'm asking for people to help me out. I'm about 150 episodes into this and the wacky weather guy is getting a little long in the tooth.
Yeah, and, because the white glasses with the sunglasses.
Yeah.
That's a wacky weather guy, but you know, in the winter, that doesn't make any sense to have that on.
That actually adds to the character.
And your content, you know, your content doesn't, your content can be so naturally entertaining without putting things, without falling, doing pratfalls or stuff like that, because man, these people are entertaining. We talk to them. We talk to regular people every day when we're there. You could be a straight, they could really be funny. You could be a straight man. You could let them do things. Anyway, I don't know why I'm talking about this with those people out there listening, because all I'm doing is giving you ideas and someone out there may.
Well, I think that we're actually doing a public service, Frank, in that they're hearing what I'm doing. They could do it themselves. They could do it themselves if they want to go out and start to make some inroads locally. I'm sorry, I'm tapping that.
We like the way that, what is this called? Is that a, what is the, is that a graphic? Sound?
I don't know what it is.
Meter?
I'm not a technical guy.
Yeah, I like to do things like this, but look, they make this, but that would be television.
You're creating art.
It would be kind of a television thing. So, we clip left and right, but that's okay because,
I want to get patriotic at some point before the show ends. We have another half an hour or so.
If you want to stay, you okay?
Yeah, I'm saying, I want to get patriotic.
Oh no, go ahead. Well, I don't know what that means, but go ahead.
Well, when I first started getting back into this, zeroed in on is that our Constitution, the United States Constitution, guarantees that we have a free press. Right, Frank? Isn't there something in there about that?
It's the First Amendment. It's freedom of speech, freedom of press, freedom of speech and press. It's press speech, freedom of press, speech and...
And my conclusion was, especially in my area where we're living, where you and I live, is how can you have freedom of the press when there is no press?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really what we're coming down to these days.
Right.
So that...
Go ahead, talk about freedom of the press. Go ahead.
Oh my, wait, I'm standing and saluting at the moment, Frank. How can I speak?
I know, I was kneeling, so I didn't.
Well, I mean, I actually, there's one little thing I did, on Facebook Live where I did get a little emotional because I'm seeing veterans, people who are in the military have fought for us to have a right for freedom of speech. That was one of the things they fight for, that our way of life can continue. And here we don't have, you know, we don't have, in many places, we don't have any journalists. I mean, that gets to me. I think it's very important that we move in these directions and reinvent journalism.
We don't have enough fake news. We need more. Don't we need more local journalism, local fake news.
No. Right? We're gonna go back and do it the correct way. We have fact checked news. And if it's editorial opinion, we identify that. What's done now?
Well, I mean, look, there's still journalism, there's still media journalism, there's still television journalism, and there's still journalism out there.
Yeah, there is.
On the local level, we are lacking it. And people want, you know, this is why people get, and you know this, and tell me if I'm wrong, in which case you know it better than I do, because I said you know this, and that is this. When people go to vote for, and it's an awful election, like a general election, mm-hmm. right? How many people actually know, like, who's who there? You know what I did, the last local one? Cause
no.
I didn't, I'm as
close
bad
your
as
eyes and hit him?
No. When I went to the women, I was, if there were women there, I voted for the women over the men in those particular positions. And, stayed away from anyone named Marsico. Those are two of my rules, you know. But even if I talk about a guy I don't like, at least I know what he does or doesn't do what I don't like. But even when it comes to election time, nobody knows what's going on. And they don't even cover local elections as well as they should.
They put out what they call a voter's guide, which gives you very little information.
Right.
I mean, at least this time, we had local officials elected. They're called township supervisors. We had school board members. I did attend a candidates' night. I took video of all the candidates and put it out there,
uh-huh.
so they could at least see who they were voting for, even if they didn't really get a comprehensive look at them. Because I don't have a newsroom at the moment. It's me, myself, and I. And me and myself is a little tired right now.
Well, look, this is just like I tell. Hey, are you? I'm not on mic because this is what now people know this because when I'm doing the show and I talk off mic as if somebody's there doing it. I do everything, you know that I do the recording of the thing and the sound of the thing and okay, but
yes,
I think that we were talking. You know, we didn't complete how to find you on Facebook and
okay.
stuff. Why don't you give them all that information right now?
Okay.
And then we'll talk tomorrow.
It's really easy. I mean, just as far as my own personal Facebook page, it's Bill Bostick. I guess it's at Bill Bostick. And then I have Lingolstown Gazette. You just search for Bill Bostick or Lingolstown Gazette and you'll find me. I'm on Twitter. On Twitter, it's Lingolstown. I'm on Instagram. I'm not even sure what it is for Instagram. I'm not really into that too much. I'm on Facebook. No, I'm on YouTube. I'm on YouTube, and I have a website, LingualsTownGazette.com. Put Linglestown in, and you'll find me.
Oh, Linglestown for feathered skies.
You know, you once wrote a song about Linglestown.
I know, we never did anything with that. We were supposed to do a video and do the Linglestown. Yeah. I still have it.
I have a track.
We were supposed to do that. But, you know, ultimately, we figured, geez, if we don't care this much, who the heck else is going to care? No one's going to care. So why don't we do that now? It was interesting because on the blog, I put that picture up and someone wrote, it looks like a postcard. And you said, oh, this is owned by Penn Live.
Yeah.
You know, I went, well, that's great. I dare them to email me and say, that's awesome copyright. I swear. I said, I will take the picture off there and instead I will put an editorial about how you know nothing about how this the world works these days, that you would make me take that off there, and then all the people from Linglestown would probably get torches, picks, and axes, and pitchforks, and they would raid the pen thing. And, you know, you're right, but what I was saying before is that the people are getting older. I mean, it's getting so bad they're getting so old, and it's getting so stale that the mornings will even, in this area, will even be without, dare I say it, the great R.J. Harris. Now, R.J. Harris, who was kind enough not to answer my email some time ago, when I said, oh, you worked in California? We may have brushed shoulders because I'm a professional. And nothing from R.J. Harris.
Okay.
You know? And then I see him every once in a while, State the State. What do they have that Sunday morning? They have a State the State. State of the Union, face the state.
Face the state.
They have a face the state, right? I mean, he sits there, and he, I mean, God bless him. He's lost a lot of weight.
He's
really
lost the whole body.
Took care of himself, okay? But he's still the same schmuck who talks. And in the mornings, he does a show that I swear to you would embarrass John Gambling. And I was talking about him earlier because he gave his show over to John Gambling Jr. like I did last week when I gave it to, I mean, it is embarrassing, but he knows his audience and his audience, they're older people.
Yep.
They don't get up and go to work. Most of them stay home. They all get up early because older people, I hear, there's a psychological study once done that say the older people get the less they sleep because they're afraid of sleeping the rest of their life away. And that's one of the psychological reasons. So people get up real early for this one, right? And there's R.J. Harris. And they're used to him. That's the other thing.
It's like a comfortable blanket.
Yes, exactly. And that's what happens with lots of local things, right? R.J. Harris would never make it out of this market. I mean, all he could do is, like, he's just a guy out of broadcasting school. There's nothing original about him. There's nothing fascinating about him. He's not quick. Are you listening, RJ? Because I don't mean this, and I don't mean this in a bad way.
I remember when he was on a rock and roll station, and he had this thing called You're Fine American.
Oh, because he came, you know, that's the, I told everyone who would listen that, you know, the Rush, all these great voices of America now, right?
Yeah.
These voices. We're all disc jockeys, you know, and morning zoo men, you know, it was like these crackpot people who could, they were terrible. I know, I worked with most of them, a lot of them, not most of them, in little markets, big markets and everything.
Can we go back to the weather for a second?
Let's go back to the weather.
One of the more popular weather guys locally, Frank, was an AM radio guy in the 70s.
Yeah, which guy was that?
Jim Buchanan. Slim Jim Buchanan.
Slim, you used to have names like that, right? Yeah, Slim Jim.
He moved over into TV weather. He was not a weather guy, but he was an entertainer. He had a good voice.
They gave him the weather.
A handsome guy, and that's how you get on TV. I don't have a TV
Dandy Dan Daniels. It was Dan in New York. They use names like Dandy Dan Daniels and Cousin Brucey.
Wait,
let me say this publicly.
Okay.
There's a schmuck. If you have a Cousin Bruce, I know you're old and I think you should live forever, Brucey. And I know you'll go, oh, who's that guy talking about me if someone said about it. But you know, because you know us, you snake, you old snake. But anyway, they had names like that. Cousin Brucey, and they had a lot of first names. Harry Harrison. Oh, and my favorite. Hold on a second. Maybe we can play him. Hold on. He died recently, I think, this guy. This was hilarious.
Oh.
Wait.
You're the news guy?
No. I'll get this guy. He started his show off with his own song, okay? You'll love
Herb Alpert. I
no,
like it.
Shut up for a second, will you? I got to do this because I don't... Here. let's just play a little of this here because you'll love this guy was
Look
this guy
him.
Was the morning guy on ABC, okay? And he started and ended his show with his own song. I don't think the song was actually released yet. Yes, it was. Look, it was released at one point. It's WABC's Herb. Here he goes. Here he goes, Herb.
Hello again.
Listen to this crap.
Here's my best to you. Are your skies all gray? I hope they're blue.
Yeah.
Let me sing my song.
This guy's starting the morning ring.
Who's the morning guy?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Hello again. Let's forget the past. Let the past forever. Be the past.
Listening, RJ, you might learn something.
Here's my hand. I'll say once more. Hello. Hello again.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Herb Oscar Anderson from WABC in the 50s and 60s.
Uh-huh.
Even through the 60s, even as the British invasion came on, this guy was still yodeling this.
New York City station, right?
New York City. That's like number one, Herb Oscar Anderson. He died recently. He was 280, I think. but the point is that there's really no difference in the audience Herb Oscar Anderson was addressing than there is now that R.J. Harris is, or any kind of R.J. Harris in small towns, radio, or city, even cities. I don't know what we're... This market is combined. Isn't Philadelphia, Williamsport, isn't it combined?
We're Harrisburg, York, Lancaster market.
Okay.
That's who we are. And
yeah,
Tom Savino is online. How
hey,
about that?
Hey, he's getting ready because don't forget, my friends, that in a couple of minutes, I got to make sure I get over here. Talk some more about, where is he? Let's talk some more about what people can see. And when they go look for you, what they could see and how they could either adapt it or how they could into their own area, because this is global, you know, like other people in America. This is not just going to go to us. We're not local. This is global. It's always been global. In the beginning of this, some of our only listeners were people in caves in Afghanistan. they were listening to us on because they had sophisticated.
Well,
tell people.
Well, I think the thing that people have to understand is that the way our news has been delivered and how it's funded is broken, completely broken. The advertising model doesn't work any longer. And what I'm involved in is trying to reinvent local journalism. Probably one of many people around our country trying to figure out how to do it. And it's moving back to public service, Frank, nonprofit.
Yeah. Okay.
And what's going to happen is I'm going to be recruiting citizens to help report on the news. You know, the commercial, what happens whenever it's a business, a profit-making business, they can only report on what people will click on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're not getting clicks, they're not going to report on it. Then that's why they don't do local news.
No.
Because it's so segmented, you can't draw all those big audiences. The only way you'll be able to serve those audiences is if someone comes up with a way to do it in a nonprofit mode.
Even in terms of politics and laws and things in the civil past, the civil notations or whatever the hell they call them. Just, the thing is that there's nothing being covered. Now you know this too because you do that other thing news-wise.
Right.
So you know that there are people at the state capital, and every day there are stories about laws and budgets and things. Or, you know, I get this you know HTML newsletter from Sue Helm, who's the 108-year-old
state representative.
She's a representative, from in this area, and these people are already out there, and you know because Mr. Minnick, of course, knows all. He worked in there for ages, there in the state house, so. The stuff that's going on to that wire where you are, right? That's actually a lot of news that could be general local news in terms of politics, right?
Yeah, there's elements of local things there, but, I know it's getting smaller and smaller and smaller. How many stories are coming out about those things?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, but nobody's covering it. See, for you, if you're you could make, couldn't you make some of the things that no one is covering coverable? Because you find inside of those things, in other words, they don't want to cover any of it unless it's something incredibly
that gets clicks and that gets eyes on it. Has to pull people in. And some of the stuff that's useful isn't going to get the big audience. It's not commercially viable, Frank. That's what I'm trying to say. Some of the news that I'm reporting is not commercially viable. So you got to get sponsors and you got to get.
Okay. What about a thing? And this is, can help out some of you people out there who might be thinking of doing your own little journalism thing inside of your own town,
right,
village,
right,
stuff. And that is this. What if you did a poll, a poll of people, just about everybody in that area, right? And you could do it right out of St. Thomas,
yeah,
or whatever. Why don't you do a poll and just say, can I quickly ask you a question? What would be the most, what would be something you would like to follow locally?
Mm-hmm.
And then do the categories. Would you like more local politics? Do you like more local sports? You into sports? Would you like entertainment?
Yeah.
Local entertainment?
Like lifestyle things.
You do lifestyle things.
I do.
Talk to some people. Like you had a yodeler on or something. Remember? I don't know. You've had some people on.
I just talked to a guy about epilepsy awareness, Mark.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. He must have been difficult to talk to. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way.
No, he's fine. He's fine.
I keep thinking of the 12 chairs, Mel Brooks' 12 chairs, in order to get the people.
So now what point are you trying to make, Frank? Help me out.
I'm trying to make the point that there's much more. You do need to get people who can help you cover. You can't cover everything unless you're doing it full time.
No.
You can be doing it full time if you got sponsors, okay?
Or getting some.
If you got the information on what people said they would most likely click on and watch every day, you can go to a sponsor, you can go to anyone, you could pick up anyone and just go, hey, look, all these people are going to do this.
When I hit them on the shoulder like that.
You got to be more aggressive and say, look, this is what's happening. This is the future. You know it because you have a phone, you have an internet, and because everything you watch is being generated from this particular theater. So don't tell me that what are you going to do? Do you give money to it? You got to fight the Patriot, those other newspapers. Do you pay for that crap? Because who sees it? No one. Nobody reads it because they do the national news. They're either watching CNN or Fox or Fricks or Dix or whatever they do. They're doing that, or they got their phone for the weather, so they're not watching Calhoun and whatever else it is. You know, these guys are just a fight. They're eating themselves alive.
Yep.
So you should go where you exist in this community. So you get the sponsor. You go, and now people want to know more about this. So how about a muffler man or whatever it is?
Yeah, well, it's happening because right now, Frank, people are coming to me wanting to sponsor. They're coming to me without me soliciting. So down the road, I'm sure we'll have someone going out and talking to people about opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shows that connect with what they're doing.
Right.
And news that connects with what they're doing. So, I mean, it's coming. It's coming.
But in doing that.
Yes.
You need to shed things like the weather. Shed it. If you're gonna do Guy Weather, the wacky weather guy. And by the way, I think you should start doing this. What is his name anyway? It's Guy Weather, the wacky weather guy.
See, well, you know what that was born out of? I was asked to be on the board of a pool.
Yes, the pool.
And in the pool, I started doing the weather report because it made sense. I mean, mm-hmm. people needed to know what the local weather was for the pool.
Well, that's a summer feature then. It should.
But I decided to carry it over. So you're saying I should get rid of the weather and do local stuff.
Yeah, and then every summer, you say, do the Coons guy, Guy Weather, the weather, wacky weather guy comes back because it's time.
So
to
you're
go
saying
to
I
cool.
should, I should go and bring back the nerd guy I was playing at the murder mystery. That's an example.
Well, the thing about playing a character is
I should do it straight up, you're saying?
Well, I think there are things you should do straight up. I mean, you can do characters, you should do characters for various things. And the minute you do a character, you are, you're tainting whatever might be serious about it at all. Mocking, and people don't know what to believe.
It's okay to mock the weather at this point, but
the weather is absolutely.
But nothing local, you don't want to mock that.
No, I don't know, because if you find real stories that Penn, would do, I mean, a regular station or newspaper would do if they knew it or if they had the people.
So I could do like a feature local snippet news every day.
Sure, look at the advantage you have. You could snoop around. You could find out because people talk.
Well, I like to feature good things too. People are doing good things.
Yes. But I mean, you can do that because you talk with people, you know these people, and you could find out stuff that's going on. In other words, if something's going on, you'll find out first because they're not going to go, give me the number of the local newspaper. I have to tell them because they don't give a crap anyway. You know?
You know what people like? Another thing I found that people like.
What?
Is whenever there's a space in a retail strip mall that's open,
yeah.
They always want to know what's coming into
good.
That space.
That's good. I found there was something on 22 I saw that was gutted, and I'm going, what's going to go
MB
there?
MB Lehman. Furniture store. Yeah. There's going to be an Aldi's going in there.
What is Aldi's?
Aldi's is a discount grocery store.
Okay.
Grocery store. Can't say. It's getting late. I can't talk anymore.
But I'm bringing up the fact that even I, you're right, I see something and it's gutted and I go, I wonder what's going there.
You know what else people like? There was a traffic light on a main thoroughfare that was not working well and traffic was getting all backed up. They want to know why. I found that why and told them.
See?
That's the kind of crap people want to know
about. Yes. The local, because it affects the local people more. And they should be more interested. I remember a couple of weeks I was coming down to meet you guys at the coffee shop and the mountain road. Is that the mountain?
Yeah, still. Yeah.
It took forever. I said, boy, if I knew this, I would have called those guys and said, I'm not coming. No.
Just another reason not to show up.
But, you know, there was traffic and they were doing work. What are they doing? You know? I said, yes. And you asked, if you ever want to find out something, don't ask the people doing the work. Cause you never find the guy. There's always the guy that's paying $23 an hour to stand there and go, I don't know, ask him. You know, they don't do anything.
But there was a crew of guys working in my area. I tried to find out what they were doing. They wouldn't tell me. Honestly. I mean, they were like under some sort of hush policy or something. I don't know.
Well, that's when you need to tell the people if you're doing a report and say, well, apparently what's going on down here on Mountain Road is a top secret, project. And, we're going to ask them, maybe we should ask or tell them, well, you know what? If you don't tell me, maybe I'll ask my local representative. See, you also know the hierarchy. You understand the hierarchy.
Right.
So it's like, well, why don't you tell me? Cause I'm just going to call your boss and those people and the people who run the thing find out.
Can I tell you a funny story? I mean, this is one of my favorite journalism stories.
You got 6 minutes.
Well, I was a few years ago reporting on our school board, right? They laid off, or furloughed is the word they use, like 40 or 50, 60 teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Then we actually went down to New Jersey to a harness racing event.
Yes.
And during our trip, I found out that now these goofy school board members were going to give their administrators a raise and on the heels.
Oh, I remember you said something about the raise. Yeah, the raise.
So I go home and I'm bellyaching to my wife about this. She says, well, do something about it. So I went upstairs and I kicked out a news release and sent it out to the local legacy media outlets.
Right.
And a couple, I think one or two places picked it up. I think a radio station picked it up and I think a TV station picked it up. And the local officials found out about this. It was putting them in bad light. Okay. So I'm in the coffee house and I get this call. It's from the school board president.
Oh, yeah.
He says, Bill, I just wanted you to know that we're not going to vote on that tonight. It's just, we just figured out it was bad timing. I mean, I was just this pipsqueak blogger. I mean, I had virtually no audience and they cared enough because I was a journalist.
Right.
They thought I would put them in bad light, even though they don't get paid for this position. They were scared. Us scared.
I had a similar, but I had a national situation like that. Where a friend of mine who knew something and a report, and I was a reporter at the time inside an industry,
right?
And this particular person was thinking about running for governor, but didn't tell anybody, okay? And we had some dirt on this guy. We ran a little story, mm-hmm. okay, in an industry paper, which got around, and for some reason, you know, started talking about it. And this guy literally, and he was at one time the governor, he's going to run again, okay? He didn't run based on this. If this was never published and it didn't get around, you know, he might have run or whatever.
Wow.
So the thing is that you can make differences like that.
Yes.
And what you're doing is talking about the little holes that people, the loopholes and stuff that people slip through because there is no coverage of it.
Right, see? Exactly. You know, if you just show, I mean, this is the thing to do, folks. You can go on the internet, right, and get a press pass, like, template and just make up a press pass. Make up a name for a newspaper or website. You know, Bob Jones Weather or Bob Jones News Service. Make it up and go in, but make the press the big part.
Yeah.
Walk into a meeting and they will pay you respect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just by showing up and saying you're the press, even though you can't put two words together, they will pay attention to you.
I have three hats. These little hats, right? It's like, you know, the car you play, you know, the old reporter hats.
Yeah.
Three hats.
Yep.
One of the press. The other one says press, and the other one says pull. So like, I wore the wrong one day, and I went in like, "Who are you? Pull, press, pull." No, it's an old joke, but it's stupid. But you're right.
You're talking about
you're right.
Pull.
People show up.
Yeah.
Right, show up. You know, I told this to people many, many times on the air, off the air, and everything. Okay, if you go somewhere, and I did it in terms of like crashing parties,
okay,
and places when I kind of lived on the street and I needed to, all right, and I would work my way into places just to get.
Is that when you were living in the cardboard box?
No, okay. But it was no. But the point is this: if you go somewhere, okay, and you're there, and
yeah.
You don't make any, you know. People think immediately you belong there.
Yeah.
They don't say like, "Hey, let me see your ticket. Let me see your thing."
Huh? Remember the other day I bought, because of my friend died, that the two of us, we loved going to a local, convenience store named Sheetz.
Oh, yeah.
Sheetz, right. I bought a Sheetz hat, right?
Right.
So I had a coat and tie on and I put my Sheetz hat on. I walked in one of those stores. Do you think they paid attention to me?
Yeah,
you better believe they did.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. Mr. Bill Bostick has been with us and is still with us here, but he'll be going soon because he has to get up in 2 hours. That's why I get up early. But, we're going to be wiping this clean. Don't forget, and I hate, don't say that. I hate saying that too. Don't say remember, don't forget, and don't use the word tremendous. Okay. These are things that you're going to see. And
you
here.
You like nice.
As time
you?
Goes
nice.
On. No. As time goes on, do this. JuicedTalk.com is where you can get this show. Eventually will be on the Plus. It's going to be on a lot of other stations during the week. So go to CotoloChronicles.blogspot.com and what? Who else? I don't know what else. I think that's it. We've gotten. We're going to hand you over shortly to the one and only Mr. Tom Savino, and hello, goodbye again.
Frank, I've got to tell you, it was an honor being here, Frank.
Yeah,
it was an honor.
Wait, one more time. Herb? All your skies all day. I hope they're blue. Herb, let's listen to Herb from...
It sounds like a Christmas song.
And I want you to just be with us for the rest of December. Because we're going to have the Bone Garden coming up the 28th, I believe it is. Look, we'll always remember you, Mr. Herb Oscar Anderson. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? How about, are we up to where, oh yes we are, we're going to do that right now, right? Yes. Okay, so you know what to do. You know the what's it called? You know the routine. You know the program. You know the what do we say? What's the usual? You know the score. You know the routine. What is it? What's the phrase?
I'm
well, you know the
I'm
scene.
Brain dead right
All
now.
Right, he's gone. Mr. William Frederick Bostick has been with us, and we'll be back again hopefully next time. If everything goes correct, and take you through December up until the 28th, I guess that's the...
Is Dee doing it with you?
Yes, of course, the roll call from the Bone Garden. In the meantime, go buy the books, go everywhere, you know where to go. You know the... Oh, I can't believe my friend... Well, you know the drill, I think it's
drill.
I think it's drill, you know the drill. You'll get it, and then got it, and you're good. In the meantime, in between time, my name is Frank Atolo, the man whose name adorns the title of the show. Good night, Mr. Bostick.
Good night.
And Mrs. Ernstweil, wherever you may be located. But I'm going to leave you now because there's been a lot of talking. But right now, I have nothing more. the same.